This is JIS News. Coming up, government reiterates commitment to stimulate economic growth. Duty reduced on specific items at the nation's ports and ground broken for the construction of All Island Cane Farmers Association headquarters. The details after this message.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is reiterating the government's commitment to stimulating economic growth. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says efforts are being made to revive traditional economic activities which have established competence and expertise capable of competing with the world.
A second plank of our aggressive plan to grow the economy and expand employment is a continued development and modernization of physical and communication infrastructure.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller speaking at the Jamaica Stock Exchange Investment and Capital Markets Conference Tuesday. The conference was held under the theme Survival and Growth Through Investments. And Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says the present fiscal situation facing the country should stimulate creativity in moving forward. She says the government has been devising ways of fueling growth within the context of the limited fiscal space under the extended fund facility of the International Monetary Fund. The Prime Minister says specific projects have already been implemented in this regard.
Efforts are underway in agriculture and tourism to increase productivity levels and significantly increase output. The AgroParks initiative represents one concrete example whereby small farmers are being given the opportunity to play a greater role in the expansion of this most important sector.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller speaking at the Jamaica Stock Exchange Investments and Capital Markets Conference Tuesday. Some 3,000 farmers are said to benefit from the construction of the All Island Cane Farmers Association's headquarters. Ground has been officially broken for the construction of the facility, which will be located at the Innswood Estate in St. Catherine. Agriculture Minister Roger Clark says the move is another positive step in the overall plans to modernize Jamaica's sugar industry. He says the government is committed to fostering an environment in which organizations can work to maximize the country's sugar output.
Indeed, it is our duty to ensure that the supporting infrastructure and resources are provided to facilitate the growth and development of the agricultural sector, which continues to be of critical importance to sustainable national development.
Minister Clark was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony Wednesday. Construction of the facility is scheduled to be completed by October. And persons importing certain items at the nation's ports are now benefiting from reduced duties. This as the omnibus legislation, which repeals several acts relating to the country's tax system, took effect on January 1. The legislation brought forward a reduction in the import duties on items such as auto parts, jewelry, some televisions and watches.
Examples of the reduction in rates are auto parts from 40% to 30%, jewelry made of precious stones from 50% to 20%, new tires from 35% to 25%, televisions above 32 inches from 40% to 20%, and watches from 35% to 20%.
Collector of Customs for Kingston, Carlene Henry, speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.